Australia's most successful bands are back. They have reunited. We're talking Eurogliders doing a special run of shows throughout this year. So if you want to experience a night of the band's biggest hits, it's about to happen. And Grace Knight's on the line. Good evening, Grace.
Good evening, Walter. How are you?
Very good. Welcome back to Knight's.
Thank you very much, sir.
Look, last time we talked, you said this was happening, and I just thought, is it really? Make it so. And it is, and we're not talking just Eurogliders light or heavy here. We're talking the real Eurogliders experience, aren't we?
Yeah, look, it's full on. And I've just come back from, where did I go, Perth and Adelaide, and it's just pumping. It's so much fun.
Well, Perth would have a special place in your heart because that's where you first touched base when you came to Australia, wasn't it?
It certainly does. And I've got to say, we went off that night. It was just like, you know, old home week. But
yeah,
having said that, you know, we went and turned up in Adelaide the next morning and exactly the same thing happened. I think what happens on stage, as soon as the audience hears those first sort of bell tones of Heaven Must Be There, it just fills us to the max.
Is it like, you know, going back to the future?
It is a bit.
Well, because, you know, turning the clock back 30-odd years to the time when you were doing Heaven Must Be There, We Will Together, City of Soul, Can't Wait to See You, so many great hits. So these concerts certainly promise a stroll down memory lane, don't they?
Look, it doesn't sound that long ago to me because we lived it.
That's right.
You know, when I look out in the audience and I see the joy on these people's faces, I feel really quite proud that Eurogliders have, you know, had a small part, a small but happy part in their lives. And when they come back to the gigs, I think a lot of people are remembering those, you know, the good old, bad old days.
Yeah, and they're positive songs.
They don't tell their kids about.
Ah, yes, exactly. And what aren't you telling your children, exactly? and the thing about your songs is there's such a positive message in a lot of the lyrics too, isn't there?
Well, you know, they were really well disguised in fantastic groove.
Mm.
And Bernie Lynch was really good at that. You know, we could be singing about something quite dire, like, you know, nuclear war or... But there was always a fantastic groove that, you know, it was a complete surprise to me that a lot of people actually don't listen to the lyrics.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, really? What are they listening to if it's not the lyrics?
It's the groove.
A lot of people just listen to the groove and they want something to move and feel the beat. But Bernie was a real past master at writing songs that may have been quite serious topics, but disguising them in pop groove.
Yeah, he's very clever at that.
Yeah, he's a bit of a clever clog, old Bern.
Amazing some of the words he would be able to work into songs too.
Yes.
that normally wouldn't get light of day in a pop song.
Yes, I'm still wondering what a heliograph is. That he put in front of me in a recording studio, and I was thinking, heliograph, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. That must be the challenge as a singer. You see this new song in front of you and you go, okay, how am I going to make that work?
Exactly, yeah. The best example I have of that is I read a lyric whilst I was recording the song, and the song was called Dresser, Calm Down. Now, I don't know what Bernie was on that day. I'm sure it was more than strong coffee. I just couldn't understand. I was saying, is this an angry, you know, dressing table? Or what is this song about?
Yeah, I know. There's some movies like that too where you think, what were the directors and writers on when they wrote that?
Yes.
But these days, of course, leading the clean life because it's just easier to tour and be creative that way, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Yeah. And did you think twice when you were reuniting the band?
No, I didn't. When the Boomtown Rats were going to do a tour of Australia and we got asked if we would do some of that with them, I just gave Bernie a call and I jumped, you know, he jumped at it and so did I. And I said, oh, this will be so much fun. And then, of course, the Boomtown Rats tour fell over for, I don't know why, but it fell over. But we'd already put a band together. We'd rehearsed. I'd made my new costumes. And I was like, come on, let's just go and do this ourselves.
Yeah, and not just the old hits, but I hear there's a few newies in there too.
Well, there are. There are a few newies, and we've actually just finished recording a new album.
Oh, terrific.
Yes, I'm very excited to tell you. It's called Don't Eat the Daisies, a bit like the old Doris Day song.
Yeah.
And that will be released early next year, so I'm really looking forward to getting that out and sending you a copy.
Oh, terrific. We'll have to chat and go through that with you when it comes out.
Oh, there's some just heartbreakingly beautiful stuff on it.
Yeah, we'll showcase that album when it's out in 2015 with you, if that's okay.
Thank you very much.
Love to do that. Uh-huh. And you love the challenge, don't you, of jumping from different genres? Because, I mean, you're quite at home with jazz as you are with pop music.
Look, Walter, for me, it's just the story. Whatever, you know, if there's a good story to tell in a song, then I'm up for it.
Yeah.
If I understand that story and it relates to something in my life, I think, oh, well, if I've experienced that, I bet you have too, with a different person or at a different time of your life. And so I think we're all connected in that way. We all bleed, we all eat, you know, we all go to the toilet. I didn't need to say that, really, did
no,
I?
Well, it's out there now in the ether. Can't do anything about it, Gracie.
But we're the same, is really what I'm saying. And
exactly. You know, despite everyone's airs and graces and how much money you got, at the end of the day, we've all got to go.
Exactly.
Grace Knight with me, one half of the Eurogliders, along with Bernie Lynch. And like a fine wine, you both matured nicely, do you think?
Look, I was looking in the mirror today and I had a terrible shock.
Why is that?
Well, I was thinking that, well, the sunlight was bouncing off my lines, and I was like, when did they arrive? You know, these glasses are either too good or that light is too bright. But, hey, look, we're still going and still thoroughly enjoying what we do, and I think whilst we're enjoying it, I think the audience will too.
Yeah, and I'd imagine as artists, as songwriters, as performers, that this creativity must invigorate the pair of you.
Yeah. It does, and then when you give that then to the audience and they're excited and they enjoy what they're hearing, of course they give it back. So, you know, I go off on tour and I come back home quite invigorated, apart from all the waiting at airports. But, you know, my job excites me. I feel really quite excited going to work.
Yeah. So with the new album, Don't Eat the Daisies, is coming out next year, have you revisited any of the old songs from the past, remixed them, or is it all fresh?
Well, that's exactly what we've done. We've taken a few of our major, major hits, like Heaven Must Be There and Can't Wait to See You and The City of Soul, and we've done them in quite a different format. And I won't tell you too much about the format because obviously I want you to go and listen to it. But it's something I've been asking Bernie to consider for about 20 years. And I was saying, look, you know, you're such a great writer. These songs will stand up just because of their beautiful melodies and the wonderful lyrics, the great stories that you've told.
Yeah.
And I don't let go, but Bernie's also really stubborn, so it's taken me this time, you know, to get him to do it. And so I've got to say, I absolutely love the new energy that these old songs have taken on.
Yeah.
But of course, as you say, you know, we're artists and we've recorded some new songs.
That's good. Yeah, and did you whip up, while you're on the sewing machine, a new outfit for Bernie as well as yourself?
I did. He likes the things I make him. You know, they fit well and, you know, and they always look a little bit crazy, you know, so and it saves him, you know, going out shopping. He can never find something he really likes. But
You have now.
Well, exactly. I'll send him photos of fabric and say which one.
Yeah, so we can look forward to a bespoke tour of the Eurogliders when you come to Brisbane playing Friday the 14th at the Broncos Leagues Club.
Look, I'm actually thinking there, Walter, I might bring, instead of, you know, bands sell their T-shirts as merchandise, I think I might open a shop with all my creations.
Why not? Yes. Why not? Yeah, you look at it, people got married to your songs. They have children that are now coming to your shows. It's just, it's generational. So keep up the good work.
Yeah. Oh, look, thank you very much for that. It's, as I say, it's a real joy. And, you know, we've been playing in at festivals around the place, which is for young people, you know, for the most part, young people. And they're getting off on it. And it really gets me going because I think they look at me and go, you know, God, how old is she? And then, of course, I start my dancing on stage and they go, oh, my God.
Grace, you're not old, you're just retro.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for that, Walter, and you have a great evening.
Will do. Grace Knight from the Eurogliders.